Brother, you've learned well. You're expert at Wu-Tang.
Yulin, you had to suffer a lot. Otherwise, you'd never have mastered Qin Kang and the Wu-Tang sword skills.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Let's start the show. Welcome back to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. This is episode 9. This is becoming a little simpler for me to manage now with the audacity and the whole intro and everything like that. So, welcome back. I just was struggling for a while, for a few hours actually, trying to get the RSS feed up onto iTunes. And my understanding is they have tremendous discoverability there. Like, a lot of people will find you there. And it's a good domain to be in, iTunes. So, really hard. Difficulty with the pictures or whatever, but the platform that I'm on, I reached out to them, and one of their techies over there in the chat section was able to, looks like they were able to help me out, so I'm getting evaluated, and hopefully I'll be on that platform, the iTunes platform. That would be great. What I'm trying to do too is, I'm new at this, so what I'm doing now is I'm putting comments and links and such, especially links in the comment section that you could click on, and you know, there's PDFs and stuff you could listen to on YouTube. They're pretty good. Links are always important. But what I got out of it, you know, really looking at it is, and it's all things, especially IT and computer stuff in general, is especially things that are technical, you got to keep your mind flexible, because if you don't keep it rigid, you're not going to figure anything out, and you're going to just crack under the circumstance, under the pressure. You just got to stay flexible, and there's always a way. You know, you'll figure it out. Very important to stay flexible. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and there's a guy I really like a lot who's into conspiracy, Eddie Bravo. He's the jiu-jitsu wizard. Trains a lot of MMA guys. His buddies with Joe Rogan. And I don't know if it's true, but they're talking about the flat earth. And yeah, I love Eddie, and I don't want to shit on anybody that's, you know, or flat earther, but man, that is some retarded shit, man. Flat earth. Even the fact that you would let that, you would entertain that you would give that some validity to listen to and say, hey, yeah, let's discuss this flat earth that you speak of. I don't know, man. What would Themistocles say, right? What would Herodotus say? If you told them about a flat earth, they'd know the truth. That's right. Just look up at the moon and you see it's round, and you say, hey, you know what? They're round. We got to be round too. I don't know. It's funny stuff. The intro with the gongas, that's that type of music that's called guaguango. G A U G U A N C O. So that's G U A G U A N C O. Guaguango. It's a style of music. It's a beat from Africa, really, Afro-Cuban. And the gentleman playing on that, that's from YouTube. His name is Ramon Marquez Rodriguez. I don't want to take credit away from him at all. He's tremendous. That's one dude on three congas, and he with a girl, little girl playing the clavas in the back. But tremendous player, really good. I just want to give him credit. I don't know if I should keep that as the intro, or if I should go with some classical guitar or something like that, some Segovia or something. I don't know. But for right now, I'll leave that. Again, comments at alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Just let me know. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, like with a lot of things with this flat earth and stuff, people that perpetuate and they believe in and they listen to, the funny thing that I see is it doesn't matter what it is, like how valid it is or whatever. For the most part, everything you look at is going to be like 90% of whatever it is, 80 to 90% of what it is. And there's going to be like a 10 to 15% piece of bullshit in there. Whatever it is, for whatever reason. I don't know why. And what it does, it discredits everything else that's attached to that. So you have to really be careful a lot of times when you read stuff. Where the accreditations are coming from, and are you cross-checking one site from another source? So it's really important to do that. So, yeah, back to that flat earth. So I just don't get how people could put any kind of thought into something like that. I mean, it's a good sales job, I'll admit. You know, when you listen to it, the guy's, you know, all animated and he's got graphs and shit. But it just goes to show how the reactive mind could be sometimes. And I'm not one of these H.R. Hubbard Scientologists. I don't hate on anybody, but I'm not into that stuff. But there is something to that reactive mind where you hear something and automatically you have a reaction and a whole set of emotions set up or ready to react and to deal with that situation, and you just are at the whim and call of your emotions and your environment. You know, whatever's happening around you is going to have control over you, which doesn't make a lot of sense. You know, it's like when a person is able to walk up to you and get you very angry. Like, if they knew if they found the right speech pattern or right pattern of words, that you would just explode into a rage. So it's almost like you have buttons on your chest that are like, you know, happy, sad, smile, whatever. They could come up and crack a joke and you'll laugh, and another button and you'll be enraged. So when they go to press that rage button on you by saying something stupid, thinking that they have control over you, you just, you know, they're going to press that button and say, hey, blase, blase, blah, nonsense. You just look and say, oh, well, yeah, I don't have, that button doesn't exist on me. I don't have a rage button. I'm sorry. But should I have been angry? Okay, next time I'll try to be angry. That's a true story. I was on an elevator one time. I was a messenger as a kid in Midtown Manhattan. And I knew that there was a really difficult reception. I was 19. There was a receptionist on one of the 40th floor that was really difficult. So on that elevator, I'm coming down from the higher floor. When I hit 40, this young black gentleman comes on, and he's enraged. So I says, what's wrong, man? Because of that lady. I says, let me tell you something. And this is, we're on the 40th floor. By the time we're on the first floor, it's amazing. So let me tell you something. You know what? She has control over you. What the reaction that she got from you is the reaction she wanted to get from you. And it's like she has control over you. Don't let people come up and press your buttons where they make you angry, because you're just reacting to whatever they want and they have control over you. It's like you're walking around with buttons, like I just said, where they can press your buttons. And I told it to the dude and he was like, oh shit, you're right. And by the time we got to the first floor, he looked at me, he goes, damn, he goes, you know, you're right. And he was like, calm, but legitimately, like, he got it, you know, and that was amazing. And it's true, you can't let people have control like that. Of course, you know, we're all human and we're going to react to things in different ways, and we're going to, you know, you get enraged sometimes and stuff like that. It happens, it's a natural thing. It's called passion in life sometimes. But it's something to look into as far as people having the ability to do that to you. When you do it to yourself, it's a different thing because you have better control over it. What makes it more difficult? Well, I was going to say it's more difficult when other people do it, but you know, when you do it to yourself, that's probably even more difficult too. Who knows? You know, it's a complicated life, man. When we look at things and how we process stuff, that affects how we feel about everything. You know, it's like the Buddha says, we are what we think. In the Dharmapada, you know, just at 10 minutes, man, and like I said, I don't like to overrun, so I'm going to wrap it up for episode 9. I want to thank you for listening to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. That's like not the easiest thing to say, man, but each one of those little elements is important. And thank you, and email to alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Any thoughts, questions, whatever. Namaste.